Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The only way you can take ESPN Rochester with you is the Radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Back in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia, and if you know this music, then you've been to some Amherst games, and I know one guy who's heard this song quite often this season at home, scoring team-leading 43 points with 19 goals on the season. Joining us now in the sports bar, Victor Olofsson of the Rochester Americans. Victor, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Victor, appreciate you taking the time coming by, and as we mentioned, there are three games in 3 days here. How has this been for you adjusting to the North American game? Because, well, not just this weekend, you're just playing a heck of a lot more time here in this country.
It's a lot more games. I think it's 24 more games in the regular season, and it's a lot of back-to-back games too, which I'm not used to. I'm used to it now. I wasn't when I first got here, but it's fine.
And when you have a weekend ahead of you like you do, do you notice, you know, does the team lighten up a little bit? Does tails light, you know, go a little bit easier on the skates?
Yeah, a little bit. We got the day off yesterday and had a good 45-minute skate this morning. So we'll be ready for tomorrow.
Victor Olofsson joining us here in the sports bar. He is the Amherst leading point getter. When you were taken by the Buffalo Sabres in the seventh round, how much did you know about Buffalo? How closely did you follow the NHL?
I followed the NHL pretty closely. Not a special team though, but watching highlights every morning from almost every game. I've been doing that for a long time. So NHL has always been a dream and still is.
I was kind of convinced that when Jason Botterill took over with the Sabres that he wasn't going to stop unless he had a team of just Swedes and Boston University players. Lots of Swedes in the organization, Victor. How comfortable has that made you making that transition from playing in the Swedish Hockey League to playing in North America?
It's obviously been a little bit easier to get everything just get settled in here. Just to have a few Swedes that's been here for a while too in Linus Olmark, especially since I know him really well. We played with each other in Sweden too, so that helps a lot.
Did you get to know Dahlin at all, or was there a gap between you guys?
We played last the last few years. We played together in Frölunda back in Sweden, so I know him really well too.
How explain the process of coming over from Sweden and starting the beginning of this year in the preseason, you know, during training camp, the whole thing. I mean, the season is longer. We discussed that. But the process of the preseason and playing in these exhibition games before the season and then ultimately ending up in Rochester.
It's a little bit different, too, than what I'm used to. The training camp starts and everyone is fighting for a spot on the roster. Which is a little bit different from Sweden, where you basically have your team ready in the summer, and training camp starts in August, and get in shape and be ready for the start of the season. So here it's a little bit different, where you have to really fight for a spot in the team.
Victor Olofsson joining us here in the sports bar. The Amherst are back home tomorrow night taking on Syracuse. We'll talk about that game here in a little bit. But, I mean, you're our eyes and ears here. I'm always curious. Like, Danger, he's got family over in Spain. And when he goes over there, he just talks about some subtle differences. What were the differences like for you when you come over to the United States culturally? What are some of the differences just in life in general between Sweden and the U.S.?
It has been going really good. I don't think it's that huge difference. It's in this city, maybe like in Sweden, everything is a little bit more like downtown. You have all the stores, every mall and everything is more downtown. Here it's a little bit more outside. But otherwise, I mean, it's pretty similar. It's not that big of a difference.
I'm curious about the style of play you played growing up in Sweden versus the style of play you see from players from North America, both Canada and the States. Do you notice a difference in the style of play? Is there a difference in the style of play?
Yeah, it's a little bit more straightforward here. I think you take the puck to the net a little bit quicker, and you shoot from almost every possible angle. Where we maybe want to have a little bit more puck possession in Sweden, and so that's probably the biggest difference. That you just gotta go straight forward right away.
Is the travel more difficult here? Sometimes you get those long bus rides up to Belleville or Laval or wherever you're stopping in the AHL. How long were your bus rides in Sweden?
It depends a little bit where you play. These last few years in Frölunda, we had almost every bus ride is around 3 hours. There's a few places that's even closer. And if you go even further than that, you usually fly. So the trips are a little bit longer here, but that's not a problem.
43 points last season for Frölunda in Sweden, and you lead the Amerks in points this year. I mean, these last two seasons, I mean, you've had a point explosion, Victor. What do you attribute that to?
I'm trying to take everything a little bit more to the net. Trying to shoot a little bit more. Before I almost wanted to make that extra pass a lot of times. So I've been trying to take the puck to the net, it's been going pretty good.
Tomorrow night, the Syracuse Crunch, the opponent, Blue Cross Arena. You see these guys how many more times? I want to say eight more times, is it, before? Yeah, it's four times next nine games. Yeah. You'll be facing Syracuse. So are you getting to feel the sense of this rivalry here, a team that knocked the Amerks out of the postseason last year?
Yeah, it's been really tough games. I think we've been playing, except the last game, I think we've been playing really well against them. It's kind of like a playoff feeling versus them. So, and I'm sure it's going to be even harder these upcoming games too. So, we're really excited.
Victor, who's your best friend on the team? Who's the person that you can talk to if you have a bad game or if you're having a bad day? The person that you bond with the closest that you've developed a relationship with since coming over to the States?
I gotta go with my Swedish boy, Rasmus Asplund.
Yeah.
Have become really, really tight friends, hang out every day. So, we've been developing a really good relationship, which is awesome to have.
Well, and you guys went, correct me if I'm wrong, you had a little bit of a break. You went down to New York. Did that actually happen?
Yeah, we did.
a little sightseeing there. What did you do down in New York?
No, it was, we'd never been to New York City, so that was really cool just to explore the city a little bit, just to see everything.
It's just like Rochester.
a little bit bigger, maybe.
Yeah, maybe, just a little bit.
But it was, that was an awesome trip. It was really fun to see everything.
Talking to Victor Olofsson, Amerks forward here in the sports bar with Danger Mataglia, a guy who made a lot of Rochesterians that were in attendance at the Amerks game. What was it? It was your hat trick game. It was the game where you scored a hat trick. Friday night, Hall of Fame night. And everybody got burritos, Victor. You fed an entire city with your performance on the ice. That had to feel pretty good.
Yeah, that was awesome. I think the people or the fans that were on the game were probably a little bit more excited about the burritos than the actual hat trick, maybe. But that was a lot of fun for sure.
So, how is it with communicating with your family back home with the time difference? I mean, do they stay up late to watch it? Or do you just wait till the next day to communicate with them? How's all that work?
Sometimes they stay up. It's a 6-hour difference, so our games usually start at 1 o'clock. So it's a in the middle of the night back home. But if we have a Friday or Saturday game, my parents are staying up watching sometimes. Otherwise, they just watch the game the day after. I think it works out fine. Usually, I just call them right when I get back home from practice. So they have just started their night, the evening back home. So it's not too bad.
Have they come over here yet?
Yeah, they've been over once in the beginning of December. So they get to catch two or three games, which was awesome. So they're probably going to come back one more time too.
And you're going to get that call at some point. I don't know if it's in March and it's in April or if it's next season, but that call going up to the Buffalo Sabres, do you allow yourself to think about that? Because I would have to imagine that's a goal, obviously.
Yeah, of course. That was my goal coming over here in the first place. We'll see. I mean, I'm just focusing on my game down here, and that's really all I can do. And whatever happens, happens. So hopefully I will get that call up eventually.
Well, Victor, I mean, it's a foregone conclusion now that you've come into the sports bar. I mean, we've got karma. We've got the sports bar karma. I mean, we've got a great track record.
Yeah.
I mean, CJ was here. Was it just last week that he was here, right? It was two weeks ago he was here. Yeah. He got the call up just a couple days later. So, I mean, you know, I would just say don't turn your phone off.
All right.
That's my advice.
Okay. That's awesome.
You mentioned Cleveland. That was, well, it started off well, but it didn't end very well. What happened that game? What needs to change this weekend heading this three-game, three-day stretch here for you?
I think we played pretty good hockey the first two periods. I had a few good scoring chances where, I mean, we just gotta find a way to put those pucks in the net. So that could probably have been a 3-1, 4-1 game coming into the third period. But then 1-1 in the third period, I mean, everything can happen. We're obviously not happy about that, but we're looking forward, and we have a big weekend coming up.
Victor, how's it been working with Tails, Coach Taylor?
It's been really good. I think we have a really good relationship. He talks a lot. He will certainly let you know if there is anything you want to change, or if you need anything or whatever. I can always talk to him. So I really appreciate that, and it's been going really well so far.
Yeah, I mean, and you guys have been getting good goaltending and, you know, some good blue line. I mean, it seems like you have a good balanced Amherst team this year.
Yeah, I think we have a really good team. We have some injuries here lately, and obviously CJ is up in Buffalo too. We gotta, like, all the guys gotta step up a little bit when we lost a few guys. But we got a really good team and a lot of good players. So pretty excited for the rest of the season.
Victor Olsen, our guest in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia, the Amerks hosting the Crunch Friday night, then traveling to Syracuse Saturday night, wrapping up three games in 3 days against Binghamton at home against Binghamton on Sunday afternoon at 3:05. Action that you can hear right here on ESPN Rochester. Victor, it's been great having you in the studio. We expect that we won't be seeing you again anytime soon. Next time we talk to you, you're probably a Buffalo Sabre, just the way things go. Amerks fans don't want to hear that, and we want you here as long as we can possibly have you, because we love what the season that you've put together, and we appreciate all the hard work that you're putting into the Amherst.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Victor Olofsson, Amherst again, 6:45 Friday night, as the Amherst will be taking on Syracuse. Brayton will have the pregame. Don Stevens with the call, 7:05 Friday night.
All right, I'll drink to that is on the way next in the sports bar. Takes on tap. You're always welcome to join us at 454 ESPN. I have a Valentine's Day take, and I also have it might be the cheapest organization in all of professional sports. I'll explain.
Oh, okay. I'm going to give you the cheapest athlete in sport today.
Yeah, don't be cheap on Valentine's Day. Don't be cheap. I'll drink to that is on the way next. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
Rochester's most listened to sports station invites you into the locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Our little tribe of super fans, sports junkies, and competitive degenerates. Join now for breaking news updates, free tickets and prizes, game highlights, player and expert interviews, and unprecedented access to the best that ESPN Rochester has to offer. The locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Free to join and packed with action. From AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester. The all-new ESPNRochester.com is the online home of the sports leader. Listen live 24/7. Read up on the latest Bills and Sabres news. Hear the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On demand. Score stories, opinions, and contests. The all-new ESPNRochester.com. The online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.